Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Saturday, July the 8th, 2023. And I have the honor to have Professor James Spetzer and Professor Joe on with me. And I want to make a comment real quick. Jim Spetzer just went through a double bypass 2 weeks ago. Joe had to have a stent. I don't know, it's been 9-10 months ago. I had to have a stent. It's not a comfortable thing as you get older. I guess this comes with age. We all rack our bodies too much. And then we end up paying the price at the latter end. But I want to thank God that Joe's still around and that Jim's still around and I'm still around. But with that said, I'm going to hand it over to you, Jim.
Well, we got development in Ukraine. The question becomes, how low can the U.S. go providing cluster bombs? Even two-thirds of the nations of NATO have banned the use of cluster bombs. This is a sign of desperation. The Ukrainians are losing badly. While they're both intense in claiming they're involved in an existential threat to their existence, which is true in many ways for both sides, the Russians have inherent advantages with regard to logistics, supply line, and especially artillery, where they outdo the Ukrainians on the order to 10-1, and the casualty ratio reflects it. But though Russia is going to win what appears to be a dirty war here in Ukraine, but it won't involve taking all of Ukrainian territory, but a 40% or more, and there will be an uneasy peace. Ukraine appears to have abandoned the attempt to blow up the Zakhariya nuclear power plant. Wiser heads appear to have prevailed. I say thank God for that.
Joe, you want to comment on that?
Well, Jim is saying it. We are all holding our breath because certain parties from the United States, which are whispering in the ear of Zelensky, well, they're poking the Russian bear. And their thing is that they will just push the button. It's not going to be just this little exchange that's going to go on, and they're going to just do it all at once. And everybody is kind of holding their breath, don't let this happen. So what do we do with the Americans that are coming out of the State Department under Victoria Nuland and her husband and the neocons who are advising Zelensky?
You think we're going to be driven, do you think, Joe or Jim, do you think we're going to be driven into World War III over this?
Hopefully not, Stu, but it's really being driven. It's the Israeli agenda. We know our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory. We know new members of Congress are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel ahead of even that of the United States. Israel wants Ukraine to be the new Israel. They're in dire shape in Palestine. They're surrounded by hostile forces that are growing stronger. 10 years ago, Henry Kissinger predicted that in a decade, Israel would no longer exist. They are desperate to have Ukraine, which is why they're willing to sacrifice America to the last soldier to achieve that goal for themselves.
Yeah. Israel.
Go ahead, Joe. That Jim just hit the nail on the head because Zelensky has come out and said it. He said they're taking the Ukraine to make it the greater Israel. Well, okay. This is where many of the Ashkenaz came from that went to Israel right after World War II. So, as Jim said, they're willing to sacrifice.
They killed 40,000 Palestinians. Though were the true Hebrew bloodline in 1947 and declared themselves to be the State of Israel. And in 48, the UN recognized them as a state. Now, I understand during World War II, when Germany had the true Hebrews over there, it was Raphael Eitan, General Raphael Eitan, Michael Hariri's father, also was involved. And they were over there slaughtering the true Hebrews and giving them to the Germans. You got a comment on that, either one of you?
No, it's we've covered the bases here. Let me add, we have an uprising across France. It's really quite a phenomenon. They're taking out massive numbers of automobiles, police stations. They've even set fire to an historic library museum, destroying priceless artifacts. Arms sent to Kiev by Paris are even being used by the rioters in France, some of whom are declaring that this is recolonization in response to, we will colonize them for life until death, until the end of time, just as Algeria was colonized by France. It's a very grim situation. Meanwhile, the government of the Netherlands has collapsed over issues related to immigration, and of course, what we're seeing play out is a Kalergi plan, which was a deliberate effort in order to flood Europe to destroy white Anglo-Saxon or European culture and replace it with something very mixed, very different, while preserving the purity of the Jewish race.
Jim has hit it again, right on the head. And as a matter of fact, I guess it's been about 4 years now when I first, a little bit longer, when a woman by the name of Barbara Spector Lerner was interviewed, and she said that the bringing in of these migrants was to replace the European persons, make a mixed race, and the people that would be at the center of it were the Jews. She said it, and she is Jewish herself. So what Jim is saying is exactly right. And I've been monitoring this myself for the last 6 years, and what they're doing now is at nighttime you hear automatic gunfire. The French police are dodging RPGs. These are bred in, of course, by your drug gangs that come out of the Middle East. So it's what's going to happen with France. The police are already in their tweets are saying they are here to kill us, and they are vermin, and we have to kill them.
Now, they're coming out of South Africa, a ton of them, aren't they, Joe?
Oh, yeah. Well, the place they're coming from, of course, is places like Morocco and other northern African states. And the way that it was done is that the Western powers, led by Israel, created situations in where you would have an ethnic conflict. They would give them the weapons. They would then destroy each other and cause a mass migration, and that's what's happened. And we have the same thing right here on the border. There's only three persons that are actually showing what's happening on the border. And Anthony Aguero will go in and interview the people. They just walk across, and they if they get impatient to wait for the bus to pick them up, they just walk in. I watched it myself, and about 150 of them just walked in. And so, that's what's going on the border. And of course, we know what that means. As Jim says, this is the Clarity program, and it is to destroy us. And you take a very close look at those men that are coming in. They're military age. Is this going to be the same thing that is happening to Europe and Germany? It's going to come here, of course. It is. 10 million have come through in 2 years. 10 million.
So yeah, what does that mean? I think you're right, Joel, of course. And the response could be to impose martial law, and under martial law, domestic terrorists, that would be Trump supporters, conservatives, militias, right wingers, would be rounded up, subjected to summary judgment and execution on the spot. I'm convinced that's the game plan here.
Absolutely, because we are we have been designated, supposedly, quote, a white supremacist. They've been designated as a domestic terrorist.
Well, they come for me, all I can say, and they come for the gun or anything else, guess what? They're going to get a lot of bullet holes. That's my attitude.
But you're going to be a hell of a mess, and it's a quite cool that Biden admitted it's totally corrupt and in the hands of the Israelis. Again, I say you have to understand all of this that's going on is being dictated by Israel. Bibi Netanyahu basically wants to be king of planet Earth.
Well, I got an attitude towards Bibi and the country of Israel, and I'm not an anti-Semitic in any way, shape, and or form, but hey, these people are out of control and they need to be exterminated, in my opinion. Different ones over their leadership.
There's a serious threat here that we all have to face up to. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. held a health policy roundtable with a number of worthies, including Joe Mercola, Sherry Tenpenny, Dell Bigtree, and others. It was quite revealing. It indicated that he wants to change the healthcare system to maintain health rather than to treat diseases. He wants to remove political bias from research. He wants to end gain-of-function research. He's a constitutional absolutist. He wants to redirect the Democratic Party to its original values, such as those represented by his father and his uncle. He stands against the pandemic treaty appropriately, but I'm very disappointed to report that he believes in climate change, that it's an existential threat, meaning he's being played by very powerful forces. He's opposed to vaccine and mandates. Wants to unite the country through honesty. Most of what he has to say is good, but in relation to the issue of climate change, he still seems to be wet behind the ears.
I agree with your description. It is an excellent description. And I do think that he is going to try, and the people that are behind him are trying to bring back the old Democrat Party so that you don't have these loony bins that are like the gods, the young women that are the congressmen that are coming up with these crazy ideas about how they're going to change government, how they're going to change society. So Maybe it'll work out with if he gets in. We don't know. And the thing of it is that what's going to happen with Trump?
You ain't caught me.
He has declared that he can't run with Trump, which many liked the idea. But his because Trump's weakness with regard to the vaccine, where I've only to denounce it, he'd be so much better off. But it's clear RFK Jr. has declared he would not run with Trump. Some may think that was only a feint. Maybe he doesn't really mean it. Or those who think it would be the dream ticket. I believe Bobby represents a major threat to the Biden corrupt machine and even to Gavin Newsom. But the Democrat Party controls the outcome, just as they did taking 13 primaries away from Bernie Sanders and giving them to Hillary to guarantee she would be the candidate. And they justified their action in court by declaring themselves to be a private organization that could act in its own best interest, regardless of polls or primaries.
So, Jim, what now? My take on this is because as every attack on Trump continues, there is an increase of the people that say that his points go up that, you know, to be the nominee. So maybe people are waking up and saying and understanding the total threat that if something isn't done, there's not going to be a country left.
Well, Trump's poll numbers continue to be devastating, and the latest polls in swing states show they were all leaning to Trump. On the other hand, the Gateway Pundit has revealed that Biden is even opening any campaign headquarters, not investing any money in campaign. In other words, the fix is in. The Democrats intend to run in 2024 as they did in 2020, steal the election before our very eyes.
Oh, yeah. If they replace Biden before the next election, who would be the person that would replace him?
Gavin Newsom, without any doubt.
I agree with that 100%, because people think that this can't happen. Well, it did under the Nixon era. Everybody forgot that Nelson Rockefeller was the vice president.
Yes.
And remember Skippy Fromm? She was in the crowd that pulled the trigger on a 45 that was going to kill Gerald Ford, and she didn't chamber the round, and so the gun didn't go off, and a guy took the gun away from her. So if you don't think that can't happen, that Biden can't be replaced, it already happened during the Nixon era.
Yeah, the problem they have replacing Biden is Kamala Harris, who's a complete airhead. So they got to work around not only Biden but Harris, but I have no doubt they will find a way to do it. I would predict if I had to go out on a limb, Gavin Newsom will run with Michelle Obama. And I can't wait to see how the American public is going to react to the discovery that Michelle is a man with breast implants.
Yep. Even Joan Rivers came forward and said that Michelle is Michael.
With a tranny, yeah.
I mean,
so look, what do we have here? So this is going to be a very interesting thing, and I believe that you have hit the nail on the head. If this happens to get rid of Biden, if this does happen, I think that Gavin Newsom will be the pick.
Yeah, I don't have any doubt about it whatsoever.
And he will continue the policies of the absolute dismemberment of California. I mean, they're doing everything, these Democrats are doing everything to destroy the state.
Yes, 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 it's bizarre.
It is a bizarre
who left California because it's no longer habitable. It's just disgusting what's happened to the state. And Gavin Newsom would do for the country what he's done for the California, which is,
oh, yes,
give it a good screwing.
Oh, they got now gangs running around robbing and looting stores, and if they don't steal over $1,000, they won't even call the police and arrest them.
That's right.
I mean,
that's
this
right.
is this
it's part of the agenda. Just think of that going nationwide.
And I can guarantee you, down here in Phoenix, because we're close to the border, every night there is a shootout someplace in South Phoenix. Well, what's down there? The migrants.
Yeah.
So what they do is they, and everybody is forgetting the involvement of the cartels and the meaning of the cartels. These guys have absolute top-of-the-line weapons. They're not just little gangsters. They have top-of-the-line weapons, and they are the ones that are trafficking these, not hundreds, but thousands of kids.
You know, Joe, we've got the same problem close to it in Kansas City area. There's 3 to 6 killings almost every night. At least 2 every friggin' night. And I asked a cop one time, he was at a Quick Trip, and I asked him, I said, he was standing there as a black cop. And I asked him, I said, you ever figure out what all these shootings are about? And he just kind of looks at me. And I said, most likely it's over drugs. Somebody owed money for drugs that they didn't pay, or they took the drugs and they were going to sell the drugs and then they didn't pay it their bill and they got their ass shot. And he just looked at me. I said, you people ought to be looking at the drug dealers in Kansas City as the main sources. But it's getting bad all across the country, I'm hearing.
Yeah,
Chicago. My God, they got. I think we're close to being what Chicago is in Kansas City now. But
they
it's bad.
Had a gun battle, I think it was Cleveland, like about a week ago. A 3-day gun battle. 3 days it went on. Well, what does that tell you? And the problem is that the cops are, in many instances, are scared to make the arrest. Because if they don't make the proper arrest, they're the ones that go to jail.
Stu, I want to thank you again. It's always a pleasure. I'm glad to see us all back in the saddle.
Okay, you got any last statements to make, Jim?
Only to say, there's a lot of great stuff on my blog, including a lengthy study about what's going on in Ukraine, plus one about the uprising in France and the fact that it may be an implementation of the attempt to displace the white citizens of France, white civilization being French culture being regarded as too white. By a Jewish ambassador who came from Hollywood. I think there's a lot of evidence here that the points we've been making today are very well founded, and that they want to do for us right here in the USA what they're doing for France today.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that one, Jim. And there's a lot of evidence out there that that is the correct statement.
So you got any last things to say, Joe? Any last comments?
No. Jim said it for me. Everything he said, I agree with. That is exactly what's happening. And the tempo of it all is increasing. It's not decreasing.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I thank you, Professor Jim Fetzer and Professor Joe. I thank both of you for being on with me. And with that, we're going to conclude it then. Have a good one. And Jim, you heal up. Now, heart surgery.
Real pleasure, Stu.
Hey, both of you take care. We'll talk. Thank you. This is Stu Webb here. And folks, I normally don't ask for contributions, but I am in a real bind this month, and I can use some contributions. So if you go to stuwebb.com and click on the PayPal, I'll have it that day. I thank you very much, and everyone have a good weekend.